The first thing we did was look at the name. The guys had called themselves Ubiquitous Systems, which seemed a bit of a mouthful. Probably wasn't going to work too well in the German market. So we thought we'd try and trim the name down a bit, and we called it UbiSense. The guys were sitting in an office in Mount Pleasant, which I think was Herman Hauser's office at the time, and we're trying to get to grips with, you know, what the market for this stuff was going to be. Of course, you know, it's an early stage market. There isn't a whole bunch of market research out there to tell you where the market is. And so, you know, the first thing to do is try and find, you know, a category that you're going to sell into. And now for a venture capital-backed company, that's pretty important. They're mainly looking at businesses that have an established market. These guys couldn't even find, you know, a piece of research that said that the market was going to be 100 million or a billion. It was a fairly risky proposition, one which traditionally VCs wouldn't get behind. I guess it was that opportunity, you know, presented itself to me and my colleagues, you know, to get in at a very early stage connection. We've been looking at lots of location-based opportunities in the belief that, you know, we could take some of the experience that we'd had before and apply it to some new ideas. So those two groups came together and we started the company and started trading at the beginning of 2003.